movement demanding justice and equality that this country has seen.
I was born in New York in 1797 and walked out of slavery in 1826. You know me because I was an abolitionist and a suffragist for decades before the Civil War. Some men said women needed help to get into carriages and to know how to vote, but I have plowed and planted and could work as hard as any man. And ain't I a woman? I recruited black troops for the Union and pushed for former slaves to get the land they were promised, but they didn't. And only black men got the vote. Black women had to wait another 50 years. My name is Sojourner Truth. Say her name. Sojourner Truth.
My family was driven out of Ireland by the Great Famine. By the time I was 35, I'd buried my husband and four children from yellow fever and saw everything else burn in the Chicago fire. And then I found my home in the labor movement, a soft place to stand when my feet were sore. I organized the Knights of Labor, the Wobblies, and the mine workers, telling them to pray for the dead, but fight like hell for the living. I must have been good at what I did, since the bosses call me the most dangerous woman in the country. But the miners just called me Mother Jones.
I was forced to flee from Texas to the north because people couldn't accept my interracial marriage. My parents were Native American and Mexican. My husband, white. I helped find the IWPA in 1883. My husband and I campaigned for the 8-hour workday and were part of the great May Day protest of 1886. The state of Illinois later claimed my husband had conspired to place the bomb at the Haymarket riot against all evidence. He was tried in a kangaroo court and hung. My name is Lucy Gonzalez Parsons.
Say her name! Lucy Gonzalez Parsons!
I was raised in Kansas and stood with the People's Party in 1890 for farm workers and for working people, because we saw that Wall Street owned the country and that it's no longer a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's now a country and a government run of Wall Street, by Wall Street, and for Wall Street. Woo! And I hold that if one man does not have enough money and cannot eat three times a day, and another man has $25 million, that last man has something that belongs to the first. Yeah! My name is Mary Lise.
Say her name, Mary Lise!
My family fled a pogrom in Ukraine to America when I was a teenager. I started working in the garment industry in New York almost immediately. Conditions were abysmal, and I soon joined the International Ladies Garment Workers Union. The male leaders of the union told us to be patient, told us to wait for instruction from above. But on this day, in 1909, I led the uprising of 20,000. Us garment workers went on strike for months, but we got contracts in almost every factory, except the Triangle Shirtwaist factory. A year later, 150 girls died in the fire, including my cousin. Blacklisted by the industry and the male unionists, I spent the rest of my life fighting for the women's vote, tenants' rights, consumer protections, and civil rights. My last fight was to organize the workers in my retirement home. My name is Clara Lemlich. Say her name. Clara Lemlich.
Hola, mi gente. I came to New York from Guatemala in search of a better life. My first job was at Selgren's Cafeteria. I thought I had it made. But the hours were so long, and the men treated us like trash, always trying to touch us, trying to take us home. So we went on strike. And you know what? we won. And I had found my calling. I was an organizer. In fact, I was an organizer for 20 years until they forced me out of the country under threat of deportation. My name is Luisa Morena. Say her name. Luisa Morena.
My union was the only thing that offered me and my children a better life in North Carolina in the 1920s as a single mother who had already lost 4 children. I spoke for my union. I wrote and sang for my union, and I organized for it. The bosses really hated that we were organizing white and black mill workers together against long hours, low pay, and the stretch. During the 1929 Luray Mill strike, we were ambushed by armed vigilantes, and I was shot dead. I was 29 and pregnant with my 10th child. I left behind 5 orphans. And despite more than 50 witnesses, my murderers went free. My name is Ella Mae Wiggins.
Say her name!
Ella Mae Wiggins!
I was born the youngest of 20 children in Montgomery County, Mississippi. My parents were sharecroppers on a plantation. In 1961, I went to the hospital to have a tumor removed. Without my consent, the white doctor gave me a hysterectomy. They were trying to reduce the number of poor black people in Mississippi. In 1961, I was a voting rights activist, and I helped organize the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, which, among other things, worked to register as many black people in Mississippi as possible in 1964 during Freedom Summer. I was the vice chair for the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, which challenged the all-white, anti-civil rights delegation to the Democratic National Convention in 1964. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. My name is Fannie Lou Hamer. Fannie Lou Hamer.
I worked in the field since I was 5 years old. Cesar and Dolores recruited me to be the first woman organizer for the United Farm Workers. It was hard being a woman organizer. Many of my people were raised under old customs, where the husband ruled and the woman obeyed. My neighbors were for the union, but they didn't want to take orders from me. But I kept organizing. I led strikes, and I even met the Pope. My name is Jessie de la Cruz.